Top of mind. BTC is trading 77K, down 38% from its October 126K all-time high after the worst ETF outflow week since late January. OneTail 26B in net outflows across five sessions, led by BlackRock's iBit shedding 448 in a single day. The Coinbase Premium Index hit its lowest level this month, 0.099%, confirming institutional selling rather than retail capitulation. The structural question is whether 76K, 78K holds as a base or breaks lower toward the 60K February low. Sources disagree on red. Sentiment calls ETF outflows a contrarian buy signal. Glassnode flags the $78,300 true market mean as the bear bull regime line. A close below reframes the rally as a local top. Market structure. BTC 77K, ETF outflows 1.26B past week. Worst since late January, IBIT led with 448 mer Monday outflow. Cumulative outflows since May 16th near 1B, snapping a six-week positive streak. Long-term holders climbed to 71.6% of supply, 15 emit BTC, historically associated with accumulation bottoms. Coinbase premium at six-week low, 0.099%. Institutional selling intensifying, per CryptoQuant analyst Darkfrost. Binance buyers stepping in while US demand stalls. Top trader long-short ratios at Binance and OKX improving but remain neutral. Derivatives deleveraging. Open interest dropped 1.5B this week. Funding rates near neutral after shorts paid 13% annualized on May 14th. 4B in short liquidations stacked above 80K create a potential squeeze setup if spot demand returns. Trump Media, DJT, moved 2,650 BTC, 205 Vafmets to crypto.com. Two on-chain transactions early May 22nd. Company bought at $185,500 coin average and is sitting on 455 Merimates in unrealized losses. DJT also withdrew Bitcoin and BTC ETH ETF applications from SEC on May 20th. Policy and institutions. Clarity Act Senate Banking Committee markup. WSJ FT coverage confirms a mid-May bipartisan 15-9 committee vote advancing the digital asset market structure bill. Floor vote targeted for summer. Banking lobby fighting stablecoin yield provisions. Trump publicly backed crypto industry against banks on Truth Social. Armor bill introduced, Repetitive Baggage, RAK, plus 16 bipartisan co-sponsors filed American Reserve Modernization Act, codifying the strategic Bitcoin reserve, 20-year lockup, quarterly POR audits. No 1MBTC purchase mandate. White House signals imminent formal announcement on reserve operational status. SEC approved NASDAQ Bitcoin index options, QBTC, on Part X, cash settled, European style. CFTC exemptive relief still required before trading begins. SEC also delaying its innovation exemption for tokenized stocks. Single-sourced Bloomberg Bitcoin magazine after pushback from NYSE, NASDAQ CME. Tether hires KPMG for first full financial statement audit, PwC on internal systems, targeting US expansion and $15.20B fundraise at 500B valuation. FT analysis flags, Solana 5.1B equity buffer against 25.9 dollars in gold, BTC risk assets, 186B in dollar liabilities. Network and industry, SpaceX S1 discloses 18,712 BTC, 1-145B, at $35,920 AVG cost, 7th largest public corporate holder, 10K plus, more than blockchain trackers estimated. NASDAQ 100 fast entry rules could add second Musk-linked BTC treasury to the index within 15 days of June 12th IPO. Strategy, MSTR, sits at AVG cost was $75,700 versus BTC. A77K, Saylor said on podcast a BTC sale in 2026 is not unlikely. Company holds 843 hours of 168 BTC. Nakamoto executing 1-for-40 reverse split to avoid NASDAQ, delisting after 99% plus share decline. DeFi, 840 MIDAT hours lost to Hax YTD, Drift, 280 Nomada, Solana Perps, and Kelp DAO, 292 MADA the largest. DPRK Trader Traitor Group attributed to Kelp DAO via Layer 0 on Mandiant. ARV absorbed 230 MELAs in bad debt, requiring industry bailout. DeFi TVL down 14B. BIP 322 advanced to complete by Oliver Gugger after resolving PSBT prefix gaps. Breaking changes require re-implementation review. Bitcoin Core CVE 2024-52-911, use after free crash via crafted block, patched in V29.0, disclosed this week. Macro linkages. Iran war, Shah Strait of Hormuz, Brent crude above $95 sustained for a month. Walmart guided down citing low-income consumer stress. FOMC rate hike odds for September jumped to 37% from 0% 1 month ago. This directly drove ETF outflows and BTC's failure to hold 80K per multiple analyst citations. BTC Mag 7, correlation at 0.81, 30-day. SpaceX NASDAQ 100 fast entry rebalance could force 20B+ in passive NVIDIA outflows, pressuring the tech complex and Bitcoin by proxy, per JP Morgan estimates cited by analyst Nick Pukrin. Dollar weakness not lifting BTC. Mark Cuban cited this specifically in selling most of his holdings. Gold up 37%, YOY versus BTC down 29%. Though BTC has outperformed gold plus 116% versus ME 15% since the February conflict onset, sources frame the window of analysis differently. Standouts: Binance faces active DOJ investigation and Treasury pressure over $850 million in alleged Iran-linked transactions through Jan. Binance CEO calls WSJ reporting fundamentally inaccurate. Regulatory re-escalation risk for world's largest exchange. CFTC Chair Selig announced plans to bring crypto perpetual futures under U.S. oversight. ICE OKX simultaneously launched oil perps. Structural shift in derivatives jurisdiction underway. Polymarket suffered under 573K private key compromise on Polygon. 164K frozen via ZAC-XBTE change now coordination. Separate NYT investigation found 80-plus accounts with insider trading patterns across 30 topics. Blockchain.com confidentially filed S-1 for US IPO, Kraken secured Dubai Vara license. Crypto public market pipeline deepening despite weak prices. Glassnode, 6.04M BTC, 30.2% of supply, already has public keys exposed on-chain. Binance and Bitfinex show 85-100% exposure versus Coinbase's 5%. Quantum risk is uneven and exchange custody specific.